Okay, today is January 21st, 2026. Time right now is 3:37 p.m. Welcome everybody to the OFL William S. Hart Incorporated Board of Directors regular meeting. It's great to be here for another calendar year. And Melissa, who is on the line today?
Good afternoon, everyone. For the board members on the call today, we have Harold Eggert and Peter Russell. For the staff, we have myself, Melissa Bauer, Neilani Santos, Susan Fisher, Alex Salazar, Amber Enzen, April Moore, Bill Ferris, Candace Vardner, Charles Pack, Greg Bordeaux, Ileana Kyriakos, Maricela Freimark, Michael Leonesio, Stephanie Gray, Zach Killewort, and Yelena Shapiro. Is there anybody that I've missed? Okay, great. Now I will read out the teleconference locations. When I read out your location, please say present. The first location, 27616 Newhall Ranch Road.
Present.
Thank you. Next, 18824 Soledad Canyon Road.
Present.
Thank you. Next, 900 North Norma Street.
Present.
Great. And the last location, 320 North Halstead Street is present. Thank you so much, everyone.
All right. Thank you, Muslim. All right, moving on to public comment. Members of the public may address the board at regular meetings on agenda or non-agenda items that are within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board and at special meetings on agenda items only by using the call-in information set forth above. Speakers may be called in the order that requests are received or grouped by a subject area. We ask that comments are limited to 2 minutes with no more than 15 minutes per single topic so that as many people as possible may be heard. By law, the board is allowed to take action only on items on the agenda. The board may, at its discretion, refer a matter to school staff or calendar the issue for future discussion. At this time, are there any members of the public on the line right now for the OFL William S. Hart Incorporated Board of Directors regular meeting?
Do we have anybody on the call that's a guest?
So I would like to share if this is appropriate.
Hi, April. Yes.
Okay. Hi, April Moore, Superintendent of the Sierra Sands Unified School District. We serve as the authorizers for the Ridgecrest OFL school. And just wanted to say hello again. We attended a recent board meeting and we plan to attend as often as we are able to. And joining me on tonight, this afternoon's meeting is Mr. Bill Ferris, one of our board members. So we're here just to participate. We appreciate Zach and Melissa and the team getting us all of the materials and being proactive in that relationship. So just wanted to say hello.
Very good. Thank you for being here. All right, moving on to information and action items. Item 4A, the consent agenda. All items listed under the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. Peter, did you get a chance to go over the consent agenda items 4A1 through A3?
I did.
Okay. Can I get a motion to approve the consent agenda, please?
Peter Russell, so moved.
All right. And I'll go ahead and second. Peter has moved and I have seconded. Can I get a roll call vote? Peter?
Aye.
I also vote aye. The consent agenda item 4A1 through A3 is approved. Go ahead.
So sorry, Harold. It looks like it's A1 through A4. Yes. So
okay,
we could just modify the motion to include A4.
Yes.
And then we can continue.
All right. Go ahead and we'll modify that motion. And then we want to go have a second vote of that. Already, are we good?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
Peter Russell, so moved.
All right. I'll go ahead and second. And again, Peter Russell, can I get a motion, roll call vote? Peter?
Aye.
I also vote aye. Again, item 4A through 1 through 4, the consent agenda is now approved. Thank you. All right. Going on to information items. Item B1, the OFL Ridgecrest Charter Update. Stephanie.
Hi, good afternoon, board members. I have for you today the January of 2026 charter update for the Ridgecrest Charter. Enrollment for the brick and mortar is at 165 students and our online program at 111 students for a total enrollment of 276 students. For academics, Opportunities for Learning Ridgecrest participated in the annual Saracoso Community College Pathways and Career Day on October 29th. During this event, students were taken on a tour of the college campus where they learned about all the different pathways available to them if they choose to attend Saracoso. They also had the opportunity to meet with different local companies in a job fair where they learned about what the requirements and educational level is needed to gain employment. For sports, the winter sports season has started for OFL Ridgecrest, and currently students are participating in boys and girls basketball, middle school basketball, and boys soccer. The boys soccer team has gotten off to a great start to their season, going 3-1 in their first 2 weeks of the season. Both the girls and boys basketball started their season participating in the Boron opening tournament. The boys went 2-1 while the girls went 1-2. The middle school basketball team start having their first games in the upcoming weeks. And for educational partner engagement, students from OFL Ridgecrest Student Leadership planned a community service event at the Ridgecrest Animal Shelter. The students were instrumental in working with leadership at the shelter to arrange a day for students to help clean up and organize the shelter. Students showed up and helped sort donations, helped clean around the site and kennels, and helped the animal shelter prepare for a weekend adoption event that included a donation yard sale. Students had a blast spending time working for a great organization and loved spending some time with the animals after their work was completed. Are there any questions?
None here.
None here. Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, moving on to item B2, the OFL Ridgecrest Report of Executive Compensation. Ileana.
Good afternoon, board members and staff. This update is provided to inform the board of recent clarifications to the Brown Act's executive compensation reporting requirements and to ensure continued compliance with open meeting and transparency obligations. Recent clarifications to the Brown Act require that when the board is asked to approve an employment contract for a local agency executive, that the board must receive an oral summary of the compensation for that position in open session prior to taking action. This requirement supports transparency while maintaining appropriate confidentiality. After review, the organization has determined that there are only two positions that meet the definition of an executive for purposes of this requirement. Those two positions are the Assistant Superintendent of Instruction and Assistant Superintendent of Operations. The base salary for that is $180,000 to $210,000. If these positions are working full time, this position has the choice to participate in benefits such as medical, dental, vision, and other plans such as critical illness, accident, life insurance, and the company's 401k retirement plan. These benefits are available to all eligible employees and require the employee to pay their portion of the benefit premiums. No other positions are impacted by this reporting requirement at this time. Staff will continue to coordinate with HR and legal counsel to ensure disclosures remain compliant and appropriately limited in scope. Are there any questions?
None here.
None here.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, moving on to item B3, the OFL Ridgecrest financial update. Alex.
Hey, great. Good afternoon. Meeting the board. This is a financial update for as of October 2025 for OFL Ridgecrest. So the first document in the financial update is the SP 740 report for the school. And as of this close, projected P280A for OFL Ridgecrest is 271.65. Based upon that projected P280A, revenue has been forecast to be $4,219,661. Moving on to expenses, first you have your certificate salaries and benefits subtotal at $2,123,762, or 50.33% of revenue. Next, just below the certificate salaries and benefits is the instruction-related services, which include fee subtotal just above, coming in at $3,785,611, or 84.97% of revenue. The next two subtotals are your non-instructional expenses, so they do not count towards the non-classroom-based spending requirement. First is the operation facilities at $192,929, and then the administration and all their activities at $237,975. Towards the bottom third of the screen is the GAAP excess revenue. That is the total revenue minus total expenses for the year. And as it was closed, OFL Ridgecrest has an excess revenue of $203,147, or 4.81% of revenue. No, 4.81% excess revenue. On page two of the SB740 report are the new spend calculations. So the school is meeting both of its spending requirements. For certificate salaries and benefits, it is meeting the benchmark, as well as exceeding it. So the school is overspent by $425,249. And then just below that is the instruction-related services as well. The spending requirement is met, and it's actually overspent by $229,377. So the excess revenue that was indicated on the previous page of the report has remained the same at $203,147, or an excess revenue percentage of 4.81%. Before we proceed, are there any questions regarding the SB740 report?
None here. Thank you.
Okay. So the next document in the financial update is the income statement. So this is the updated format that was presented in the previous meeting. So all this information is rolled up into the SB740 report, just a little bit more detailed. The revenue is $4,219,661. Total salary expenses for certificate salaries as well as non-certificate salaries and the related benefits is forecast to be $2,198,348, or 52.10% of revenue. And the total expenses for the year, $4,016,541. The next document is the variance analysis reports. So what we do here is we take 1% of total year-to-date expenses. In this case, the threshold is $12,535. And any line item that is actual to budget that is either in excess or overspent or underspent is indicated here. First, we have certificate salaries and wages, as well as the non-certificate salaries and wages. So both of these line items were reforecasted in October. So with that, we are hoping to close the variance for both of those. One is resulting in a savings, and the other one is resulting in an overage. So they kind of offset each other, but we're hoping that that year-to-date variance will get smaller. Next is the materials. There were Chromebooks purchased in August that were higher than anticipated. The original budget was for $5,000 years stayed, and the school spent $17,924. Next is the service fees. This is a service fee for the back office services. This service fee is actually based on revenue. So the it's resulting in here as savings. Next will be your curriculum. The actual purchases were less than anticipated. That's again resulting in savings. Last is curriculum development for educational services. This is the annual Adventum Machine 3000 pilot. The next document is the.
Would you mind Can we go back real quick?
Yes.
The Chromebooks, what caused such a jump there?
And the school leadership weigh in
on this? I can jump in and ask or answer that. It had to do with adding additional like OP type students that needed access to the Chromebooks. So that was why there was that jump.
So we needed more Chromebooks.
We needed more Chromebooks because we like to provide them to all students who need them. So we like to have them on site to ensure that if a student didn't have access to a Chromebook at home, that we have one available at school for them to take home and use.
Got it. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Good, Alex.
Thanks. Okay. So next to the balance sheet, this is a snapshot of the assets and liabilities from inception to date. So as of October 2025, I'll still express that total assets of $3,492,134, total liabilities of $2,431,026, total net assets of $1,061,108. Last document is the cash forecast. So the figures highlighted in blue are your actual beginning cash balance, cash inflows, cash disbursements, and ending cash balance. So as of this close, the school had cash in bank of $795,469. And that is the financial update. Are there any questions?
None here.
None here.
Thanks, Alex.
Welcome.
All right, moving on to action items. Item C1, the OFL Ridgecrest first interim report. Alex.
So we're asking the board to review and consider approval of the first interim report for the school. So this is one of the several reports that the school provides to the district authorizer for part of their oversight. This first interim report is for actuals through October, and it's due around December 15th every year. It'll be followed by the second interim report for actuals through January 31st, which is sent to the district about March 15th, and then followed by the NII actuals report at the end of the year. I'd like to note that this first interim report is very similar. It's actually based on the financial update that we just reviewed. So we'll walk you through it. So the first document is the paraschool certification page. This was certified by Principal Zach Hillwork. And we're certifying that the school can meet financial obligations and that they are positive. So the first in the report, as you can see, I want you to pass that. And so what this report is doing is it's reporting the adopted budget. Okay. So you have your original budget plus the board adopted budget, which in this case is one and the same. Then it's followed to your actuals today through October, and then it's split between the the updated budget for unrestricted and restricted funds. So as stated, the total revenue for this person report, $3,879,593 for LCFS. Your total revenues for the school forecasted to be $4,219,600. $60. Then it moves on to your expenditures, breaks it out, certificate of salaries and benefits, in this case, $1,656,579. Then non-certificate salaries, $322,327. Then it moves into your employee benefits, your books and supplies and services and other operating expenditures. And then summarizes the excess revenue for the school forecasted as of October. In this case, $207,439. The next two pages are comparing the 25-26 budget versus, as well as 2 years out for 26-27 and 27-28. And as I say, this report was sent to the district authorizer for review and approval. As I say, when we usually don't hear anything back, that's usually good news. In this case, that is what happened. So that is the first in the report. Are there any questions?
None here.
No questions here. All right, let's gonna get a motion to approve the OFL Ridgecrest first interim report.
Peter Russell, so moved.
All right, I'll go ahead and second it. Peter has moved and I have seconded. Can I get a roll call vote, Peter?
Aye.
I also vote aye. Item C1, the OFL Ridgecrest first interim report is approved. Thanks, Alex. All right, moving on to item C2, the OFL Ridgecrest School Accountability Report Card, the SARC report for fiscal year 2024-2025. Charles.
Good afternoon, board members. Opportunities for Learning at Ridgecrest requests the board to review and consider approval of the 2024-2025 OFL Ridgecrest School Accountability Report Card developed and published in accordance with California Education Code Sections 33126 and 35256. The SARC provides information on key aspects of school performance, including availability and quality of instructional materials, condition of school facilities, student achievement on local and state assessments, graduation rates, student engagement, and parental involvement. California law requires schools to publish the SARC annually by February 1st, with data aligned to the local control and accountability plan. There is no fiscal impact. Are there any questions?
None here.
No questions here.
Thank you.
All right. Can I get a motion to approve the OFL Ridgecrest School Accountability Report Card report for fiscal year 2024-2025?
Peter Russell, so moved.
All right. I second. Can I get a roll call vote? Or I'm sorry. Peter has moved and I have seconded. Peter, can I get a roll call vote?
Aye.
I also vote aye. Item C2, the OFL Ridgecrest School Accountability Report Card is approved. Thanks. All right, before we adjourn for the afternoon, just a reminder that the next OFL Ridgecrest meeting will be on March 25th, 2026 at 3 o'clock p.m. Are there any other comments or things? Anything you want to bring up?
None here. Nope.
Okay. Can I get a motion to approve? Can I take that back? Can I get a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Peter Russell, so moved.
All right, I second. Peter has moved. I have seconded. Can I get a roll call vote, Peter?
Aye.
I also vote aye. Today's meeting is adjourned at exactly 4 o'clock p.m. All right, everybody. Thank you for coming on today. Bye-bye.